friends. Long time no talk. It's been like 2 months or something, I think. And I guess I wanted to come on and do a little bit of like an update for you. I don't know. I don't appreciate that I'm asking or I'm saying things and I sound like I'm asking a question. But basically, so as you know, I'm assuming Side B Radio has been on a little bit of a hiatus because I have felt like with kind of the arts in general being on a hiatus, that there's really not a lot to like talk about as far as interviewing people or whatever. But things have been happening this month. Like Bush released their latest album on July 18th. The Neon Trees released an album on July 24th. I actually had a short conversation with Tyler Glenn, and he said, "Oh, we should totally talk about the album on your podcast." And that's really exciting. And I really want to do things like that. I've also spoken to some of my friends, in New York in general, who do cool things, and I want to interview them as well. So I'm thinking about doing some interviews and setting it up, and that way I have content to spread out over some time. And I guess wanted to see if you guys are interested in that sort of thing. I did want to tell you if you miss hearing my voice every week, I'm doing Radio Mickey and What's the Deal with This Pop Life every week still. And we're doing fun, exciting things on both of those podcasts. If you're interested in Disney or if you're interested in 90s pop slash pop culture, we just did an episode on Pop Life about JC Chazé's birthday, which is, I guess, yesterday, if I'm uploading this Sunday. So yeah, JC Chazé turned 44 on August 8th, and we decided to talk about it. That was really fun. Radio Mickey, we're still doing our watch-alongs and picking several topics. We did a really amazing two-part conversation with two of my fellow former cast member friends who are black, and we had a whole conversation about like racial diversity in Disney over on Radio Mickey a few weeks ago. So, things are happening. That stuff's going on. I really want to do episodes and talk about like the new Bush music and the new Neon Trees music. But I feel like if Tyler wants to talk to me from Neon Trees, then I should wait to do an episode with him about their album versus me just giving you guys my thoughts and feedback. The Kingdom by Bush is awesome. It is reminiscent of earlier Bush music, but also a lot of Institute-ish influences. Institute was the band that Gavin Rossdale and Chris Traynor formed after Bush disbanded in the late, or I guess early 2000s. And then Institute was a thing for a while, and then, they reformed Bush. But the sound is good. Like it's a solid rock album. It's heavier than the last one. It's very cool. I actually had started to like make track by track notes and I want to go over it. But again, this episode, this thing that I'm doing right now is more to see what you guys, my audience, thinks about like these plans I have. I have an idea for a somewhat similar vein to what we do on Pop Life, where we actually like research and talk about a specific band or a specific group or whatever. I was thinking on episodes where I don't have someone to interview, I could do something like that about like this kind of music, alternative rock, that kind of thing. Do a history of sort of episode where I talk about little known facts about a band or their bios, that kind of thing, which would be really fun, I think. I'm into that. I don't know if other people would be. Like, I really love doing the research for Pop Life, so like I can see myself falling very strongly down a rabbit hole of doing research about other bands. I'm still not working, so I'm sitting at home with time on my hands to devote to stuff like that. But if there's an audience for it, I don't want to just do it to do it and not have people care. So I don't know. I've been spending a lot of time in the Poconos this last month or so. Like I've been going up almost every weekend, and my dad and my stepmother have a cabin up there, and they've been renovating it, so there's a lot of work to be done. And I've been going with the intention of helping, and I've helped a little. Not nearly as much as I expected to be, but I'm actually heading up there this weekend, so, like, you'll hear this, and I'll be in the Poconos. And I should have more quote-unquote work to do while I'm there, so that's exciting. It's cool to see it all coming together. That's, I mean, most projects are that way, right? Like, it's cool to see things come together as you build them or whatever. And what else have I been doing? I'm super into tarot right now. I know we've talked about that in the past. Did you guys know that there's a David Bowie-inspired tarot deck? Because it exists. An artist that used to work with him created a tarot deck inspired by David Bowie. And, like, his face is on a lot of the cards. It's very cool. I just did a big clarity spread for myself, and that I think that might be part of why I decided to go ahead and set up my microphone and record an episode, conversation, update, whatever, because the spread was very much like, you are in control of your own destiny, you need to do what you like to do, you know, your creative juice is flowing, etc. So I was like, yeah, okay. Listen to the tarot cards. Maybe a segment of my podcast, I could pull a card for you every week. And like, that could be like your go forth with this idea thing every Sunday. I don't know. What do you guys think of that idea? I don't necessarily want to turn Side B Radio into like a witchy podcast, but you know, a one card pull or like an oracle card and be like, hey, you know, go into the next week with this in mind. That might be fun. I really, really, really would like your feedback if you are listening right now and you're just like, what is she talking about? Who cares about any of this? Like, cool, but like, let me know that too. So, like, I have a friend who owns a hair salon, right? I want to talk to him about his profession, about like what's been going on with him as far as like the pandemic goes, how he got his start and everything. And that's not like an entertainer, but it's still like a compelling story, you know, New York business owner. Or my friend Adrian does prop work, or not prop work, production work, like on, she worked on Gotham, she's worked on a lot of films and TV shows, and I want to talk to her. And I know some people, I haven't reached out to them yet, but like, I know people who have been extras as a, like, career almost, career extras. You know, I know people who run bars, like my cousin is awesome, and he did my radio show a long, long time ago, and I should have him on, you know, just have people to talk to about stuff. I think that could be really fun. It doesn't all have to be about, you know, music or Broadway, although, again, love doing that, and I have guests from the past who would be more than happy to come back, at least last time I talked to them. So it's just a matter of actually getting these things done and not feeling like I'm scrambling to find content week after week. That's what's important to me, and that's part of why I like put Side B on hold, because I felt like every week it was like, all right, what am I doing now? And like, we can't do that. The show would suffer. You guys would be able to tell that it wasn't right. And, you know, that's not fair to either of us. So I feel like if I can get stuff scheduled and lined up, I would be able to bring you a better quality show. And I don't know that I have the resources to have a specific guest every single week, but that's where like the idea of doing bios and histories and fun facts and stuff like that comes into play. So if that's something you would be interested in, please let me know. And we can move forward from there. I'm going to start reaching out and scheduling interviews, because I know at the very least interviews are something that people tune in for. So those can happen regardless. And then, you know, moving forward, I guess we would see how it would go. But it's also harder if people aren't willing to do digital, like online, then it's a little bit more difficult, because obviously people are still quarantining and we're not meeting up and we're not going places, which is a good thing, but it makes it harder to interview people if they don't want to Zoom or Skype or whatever. So, and then at the same time, there are people in other places that I could easily Zoom or Skype with, provided that we could schedule something. So, I don't know. The world is still crazy. The world is still closed. Everything sucks. I guess I'm walking a fine line. I've gone to get my nails done. I've gone to get my hair done. I had a massage, I guess a week and a half ago from when you can hear this. And I don't feel afraid to leave my house, provided that I'm masked and social distanced and doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But I know that a lot of people are, like, they're not leaving their house unless it's an essential thing to do. And I don't know how I feel about that, because how are we ever going to get into any kind of routine? But at the same time, who wants to get sick? Who wants this thing to keep spreading? So I get, like, not doing all the things you used to do. And I don't know that I would feel comfortable working in an office right now or going somewhere indoors for long periods of time. I don't know, it's all really confusing and it's frustrating, and I really wish that we had some kind of vaccine because this has been going on for so long already. And it sucks. And the numbers keep going up, and we're not going to win until we have nationwide protocol for this. And we don't, because the leaders of this country are making it political, which is absolutely insane because no other country is doing that. Every other country is doing what they need to do to get this over with. And we as Americans are not even allowed to travel to these other countries now because our country is so incompetent about getting rid of this. And even like, I'm in New York, and in New York, we're allowed to like New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, a very small number of other states are allowed to like interstate travel without quarantining or without it being an issue. And like, when are we going to get a handle on it? When is it going to end? There's an exhibit up at a museum in Boston that I really want to go see. And I've checked and it's like, yeah, you can go. It's fine. You don't even if you stay just for the day, which is what ultimately I think we would do, is just like drive up and then see it and drive home. You don't even have to like quarantine or anything. It's not a big deal. But it's still like, is it really worth going to do that right now? Or do you just want to wait until things are a little more normalized? But when does that happen? We don't know. And now I'm rambling about the coronavirus. So, I don't think that I should keep doing that. But I'm getting really restless. I love living alone. I love having my own apartment. It's been something that I've been very proud of that I was able to like do this. But to be honest, being alone when you can't like really go out sucks. It's awful. And like friends don't want to come over because virus. So, it's just a really rough time right now. But I hope you're all doing well. I hope that you miss me because I hope like you're like, ooh, new episode of Side B just popped up. That's so exciting. And that would be great if you are. And again, please, please, please feedback. Feedback, feedback, feedback. I want to know what you guys look forward to on this podcast or whatever. And I think that I have some good ideas. It's a matter of implementing them, but it's also a matter of implementing them if there is interest. So, my socials are Side B Radio on Facebook and on Twitter. It's at Side B Radio. And Instagram is Side B Podcast. You can most likely hit me up on my own stuff, which I don't know, I feel like if you're listening, you probably have like my personal contact info. So go ahead and just, shoot me a text or whatever. Also, if you are so inclined to leave a rating and a review, you can still do that, even though I haven't really been giving you any content to rate and review. But this is weird because this is like a one-off random, like it's not part of season two, it's not part of season one, it's like teaser to season two, maybe? I don't know. Survey? What do you like about Side B? What don't you like about Side B? What's your demographic? What's your name? Preferred pronouns and place where you live and all that stuff. I don't know. I did see Tyler Glenn was tweeting about how his album Neon Trees released their album the same day that Taylor Swift released her album. And he was tweeting about how it's kind of unfair that like queer voices are not putting like promoting his work as a queer artist, but they're all like praising Taylor Swift and trying to find like queer meanings in her songs or something. So, like a way to identify, but then there's this amazing gay man who released this entire album that they could totally identify with, and no one's giving him credit. And that sucks. I'm not, I mean, I guess I'm just an ally. I don't know how to self-identify there. I guess I'm an ally. But I'm all for giving him a platform, so I'm gonna reach out to him and see if I can grab him for a very long, extended conversation about the new album, I Can Feel You Forgetting Me, which is, it's just so good. And I mean, I know a lot of people that are putting out music. I don't know if they're interested in having a conversation about it, but maybe. I am the only one holding me back, I think, 'cause the worst somebody can say is no, and I am so convinced that people are just gonna say no that I don't even ask anymore. And that's dumb. So I'm gonna stop doing that. I'm gonna stop standing in my own way. I am the maker of my own destiny, according to my the tarot spread I just did. Yeah, so if you care to find me, I'll be in the Poconos till Tuesday. But if you want to hit me up and let me know what you're thinking about Side B as a whole, I look forward to your feedback and I hope you're all doing really well. I miss talking to you. So let's get this back on the road. But again, follow Radio Mickey, follow This Pop Life. Well, it's what's the deal with This Pop Life? That's the whole thing. But I'm doing that show with, I'm doing Radio Mickey with Joyce. I do The Pop Life with Stephanie. It's a good time. And I know it's not, it's very different from this, but it's also, you know, passion projects too. So check those out if you want. If you just like this one, that's okay too. But let me know, please. I'm like begging you for feedback right now. And hopefully I can get into this. Maybe like I'll relaunch in September or something. So that way I have enough time to gather myself. So anyways, take care, stay safe, don't do anything stupid, and hopefully I'll talk to you guys soon.